Could you just move a bit, thanks? He said, rudely shoving Sarah with his elbow. I need to get a good shot of this.
This, emphasised Sarah, is your good wife. And quite frankly, sir, I don't think she's wanting any close-ups of her nunny right now. Am I right, Lamb?
Yeah, no, Anna confirmed between puffs. Julius took no notice. So Sarah rudely shoved him back with her elbow as she explained to the young trainee midwife, some of our daddies forget themselves in the excitement and, sure, they become utter fucking pillocks. Julius was oblivious. Sarah was disappointed that he was so singularly not the solid, supportive, wife-loving, emergent politician he purported to be. Yes, tall and verbose and shiny black, but no Martin Luther King this, she thought. Sarah saw that Julius was a behemoth of self-interest. It was evident that no one could love Julius more than Julius loved himself. An interesting and somewhat terrifying prospect as a potential father. Oh dear, Sarah muttered to herself. Oh, very dear. In another room down the corridor, a very different baby is also being hatched. This room felt almost sacred. Even Hope's occasional muttered blasphemies were holy in their quietly focused devotion. She was praying and cursing in equal measure to a God that she was eternally grateful to. This baby was a happy surprise.